It's now time for tonight's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lord of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lord is a 1992 Davidson College graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. You can call Ashton at 704-696-2424. A 10-point victory for the Wildcats, their fifth straight in the A-10. Coach Bob McKillop joins me here at courtside. And, Coach, congratulations. A nice win for the Davidson team.
Yeah, what a tremendous crowd. Thank you to the crowd for just getting us over the hump. You know, St. Bonaventure had a lot of punches in them, and they knocked us to the mat on numerous occasions. And sometimes we slipped and fell to the mat on our own. But throughout the game, our guys kept getting up and getting up and getting up and kept fighting and fighting and fighting.
Coach, I thought that the poise of the team paid dividends tonight. I think there were four or five times, including two cuts to the basket by Mickelson and McGarity, that Davidson scored with less than 3 seconds on the shot clock.
John, the guys just kept staying in rhythm. They kept staying in the flow of action. And as a basketball player, what happens when you miss a shot, especially a kind of shot that Will McGarity missed, that Oscar Mickelson missed, that John Axel missed, sometimes you carry it back into the defensive end. Never once did those guys take it back into the defensive end, and it was really encouraging to see the single-minded focus that they had. You know, we talked about the culture of today of not finishing things, and they certainly finished, whether it was an offensive possession, a defensive possession, they did not let that intrude upon their focus.
Coach, this was the team, St. Bonaventure, that came in holding three-point shooting teams to 30% from the field. Davidson, 14 of 33 tonight, 42% from three.
Well, we got great looks because guys passed the ball. I think if Keyshawn, he's a terrific shooter, has proved it in practice, and he's starting to prove it in games now. Of course, we know how good a shooter Peyton is. We know how good a shooter John is. Kellen, again, another very good shooter. So we feel that we've got a lot of good shooters, and we did put the ball on the floor enough to keep the three-point line available to us and make them protect the rim. And I guess if there's one thing that we've got to get better at, it's protecting the ball as we're holding it or driving it to the basket.
Coach, what was the defensive strategy for Davidson, especially against those two outstanding guards, Mobley and Adams?
Well, give St. Bonaventure tremendous credit. They just carved up our zone and forced us out of the zone, which has been such a great weapon for us. And we played a lot of man-to-man today. I'd say we played about 8 to 10 possessions of zone throughout the game. And they did a terrific job of forcing us out of the zone and into the man-to-man. Our man-to-man defense doesn't work unless we're connected. And I thought that Peyton Aldrich and Will McGarity and Oscar Mickelson at the front court positions really gave us terrific support on the ball screen action, which they are so good at using.
Gudmundsen, 21 points, and Keyshawn Pritchett, 11. But Keyshawn's 11 points came on 5 shots, Coach. You made 4 of them.
Yeah, and they were all big baskets. I think 2 of them were under 10 seconds on the shot clock and nothing but net. Keyshawn stepped up and made some big plays for us.
Would you agree that Davidson has certainly improved his rebounding since early in the season?
A couple of sequences there wouldn't convince me about that, John. I think we have. I think we've improved significantly as a rebounding team. Obviously, having Will McGarity on the court a lot more than we had early on in the season for 25 minutes today helps us significantly. In our big lineup, John, you know, John Axel is one of the best rebounding guards in the Atlantic 10. So he's constantly throwing his body in there. And it was nice to see that Kellen got some rebounds tonight as well.
9 assists, by the way, for John Axel, 3 turnovers.
Yeah, terrific job again, doing everything he had to do.
In this 5-game conference winning streak, Coach, what stands out in your mind that Davidson has done well to establish that record?
I think we're staying connected as a team of defenders. St. Bonaventure put us on our heels in the first half, and that's what our lesson was at halftime. We spoke about being aggressive and not on our heels. We were playing not to lose, not to foul, not to give up three-pointers, instead of playing to stop them. And I think we went out there in the second half and played more to stop them.
Well, that was an outstanding win, Coach, over a good St. Bonaventure team. 4,305 folks here to see it.
Well, this Atlantic 10 is something, and this is a great environment, and this is very special to the Davidson community to have this kind of basketball game in the neighborhood like we had tonight.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you, John.
Good win for the Wildcats. Coach Bob McKillop talking to us here on the postgame show from John Belk Arena.